order. The judge is not here, and as we know it, TAC have you in the bullpen where you have to go down to Austin and testify. So with that being said, we have the invocation being done by Commissioner Senegal, Precinct 3, and the Pledge of Allegiance by Commissioner Kerry Erickson, Precinct 2.
Please stand. Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for bringing through the resurrection of Sunday. We thank you for the price you paid for all our sins. We ask that you continue to bless Jefferson County, along with all the staff, the employees, elected officials, and their families. We ask that you bless those that are fighting for our democracy. We pray for those that lost their lives yesterday in a senseless act of cowardice. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
With that being said, your commissioner's court is now called to order. And the judge made a promise, made a statement last week that he would put at the early part of the meeting, if there's anyone on the line that would like to address anything on the agenda, you can at this time, or anyone in court that would like to address anything, you can come up to the lectern and address it at this time. Hearing none. We move right along to purchasing. On the purchasing. Well, I tell you what, yes, we will go out of order and under commissioners, A and B, I would like to read A, considering possible approve a proclamation of Soil and Water Stewardship Week. B, consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Child Abuse Awareness and Prevention Month. And I get a motion to accept those two items under Commissioner's Court. I got a motion and a second. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carry unanimous. And at this time, I've asked Commissioner Pierce to read A, if you don't mind, resolution of proclamation on A, soil and water conservation.
I don't mind. Is there anybody, any representatives here for that? Could you please come to the podium? We do have a proclamation titled Soil and Water Stewardship Week, April the 30th through May the 7th, 2023. Whereas fertile soil and clean water provides us with our daily substance, and whereas effective conservation practice has helped provide us with rich standard of living, and whereas our security depends upon healthy soil and clean water, and whereas the stewardship calls for each person to help conserve these precious resources, now therefore the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim April 30th to May the 7th 2023 is Soil and Water Stewardship Week in the state of Texas, and we urge all citizens to celebrate this special observance and further to reflect on ways that together we can contribute to a healthy environment and make Texas an even greater place to live, work, and raise a family. Signed this date, and it has all but the judge's signature on here, and we'll get the judge's signature. And tell me your name, please.
I'm Elizabeth Allen.
Well, welcome. Would you like to say anything?
You said it all pretty well right there, but I'll just add a little bit, if that's okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Good morning. I'm Elizabeth Allen. I represent Coastal Soil and Water Conservation District. And the Coastal Soil and Water Conservation District in Jefferson County has been protecting and enhancing our resources since 1939. And each year we choose an outstanding conservation farmer, and this farmer has gone on to win the regional conservation farmer almost every year for the past 10 years. And with that, it goes all the way up to Red River, to Galveston, and from Newton County to Freestone County. And we're proud to say that a lot of those farmers are organic farmers. And They have been a great management and financial resource for our county during the natural disasters that we've had, which include quite a few hurricanes. And so Stewardship Week calls for each person to help conserve our precious resources. Therefore, I'm asking you, which you already have, to claim April 30th through May 7th as Soil and Water Stewardship Week. Thank you for letting me speak to you today.
And thank you for coming, please. And Commissioner Senegal?
Yes, anyone here for Department of Family Services representing Child Abuse Awareness and Prevention Month? Good morning. Child Abuse Awareness and Prevention Month, April 2023. Whereas in federal fiscal year 2022, the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services confirmed 59,944 victims of child abuse or neglect, including 554 in Jefferson County. Whereas child abuse and neglect is a serious problem affecting every segment of our community, and finding solutions requires input and action from everyone in our community. And whereas our children are our most valuable resources and will shape the future of Texas, and whereas child abuse can have long-term psychological, emotional, and physical effects that can have lifelong consequences for victims, and whereas protective factors or conditions that reduce or eliminate risk and promote the social, emotional, and development well-being of children. Whereas effective child abuse prevention activities succeed because of the meaningful connections and partnerships created between child welfare, education, health, community, and faith-based organizations, businesses, and law enforcement agencies. And whereas communities must make every effort to promote program and activities that benefit children and their families. And whereas we acknowledge that we must work together as a community to increase awareness about child abuse and contribute to promote the social and emotional well-being of children and families in a safe, stable, nurturing environment. And whereas prevention remains the best defense for children and families, the impact of abuse and neglect has long-term personal, economic, and social costs, therefore hurting Texas' future. Whereas Child Protective Services caseworkers, child placement agencies, CASA child advocacy centers, foster parents, teachers, and others work to ensure that children in our community have a safe and happy future. Now, therefore, the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim April 2023 as National Child Abuse Prevention Month in Jefferson County, and we urge all citizens to recognize this month by dedicating themselves to the task of improving the quality of life for children and families. Signed this day by the Commissioners Court, and will be signed by Judge Brandon.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate all the commissioners recognizing April as Child Abuse Prevention Month. My name is Sherry Pulliam, and I'm the media specialist for the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services. I'd like to give a shout out to my classmate up there, Kerry Erickson. Good to see you on the bench. Good to see you here helping Jefferson County. As you heard, the numbers are staggering, and you know, 554 victims of child abuse here in Jefferson County. What you didn't hear were the number of child deaths in the state of Texas in this last fiscal year, 182, and four of those were right here in Jefferson County. We had a really tough year last year. We had a really hard summer with some really bad child deaths. Our caseworkers work tirelessly every single day to try to protect these children. But it takes more than Child Protective Services. It takes more than law enforcement, than the court system. It takes all of us as a community. We need to be on the lookout for our children. We need to recognize child abuse and neglect. And most importantly, we need to report child abuse and neglect if you see it. You don't have to prove it. If you suspect it, it's probably happening. So you need to make a report to that hotline, and that number is 1-800-252-5400. Jefferson County has always been very supportive of Child Protective Services. We appreciate all you guys do. We are going to be out on the Beaumont Police Department front steps on Friday at noon. Commissioner Erickson has agreed to read the proclamation to the public then, and we will have some guest speakers talking about recognizing the signs of child abuse and neglect. Friday is Go Blue Day across the state of Texas. We encourage you all to wear blue to honor those 182 victims, and especially the four here in Jefferson County. I'd like to invite Judge Freeze up to say a few words.
Thanks, Sherry. Gordon Freeze, I'm the judge of the 317th District Court here in Jefferson County. Replaced Judge Thorne as of January 1st. One of the functions that this court does, it hears Child Protective Services cases. I have my docket every week. Judge Shelton's not here right now because he's in his Child Protective Services docket today. I want to thank the commissioners for doing the proclamation today. One of the best things that anyone in any part of the community can do is just raise awareness for the problem. And it is a problem in our community, and it cuts across socioeconomic lines and racial lines. And anything we can do to bring awareness to this is beneficial. Sherry had touched on, unfortunately, the number of deaths in the state of Texas with children in Child Protective Services last year. Ride by CASA over on the college. I'd encourage everybody to ride by CASA. They had the crosses out, and it's an excellent visualization of the problem and the numbers. I want to thank Sheriff Stevens, other law enforcement that do what they do to protect children in this county. But Commissioner's Court's taking a big step today, and thank you for bringing awareness to this. And this is an issue that's going to take everybody. I spoke at CASA the other day when they did their ceremony for that. And I told them that my hope is one day CASA is not needed. Because if CASA is not needed, that means we've done something to hopefully eliminate that problem. Do I see that happening? Probably not. I'm a realist. But I think we can all pray that hopefully next year the number of crosses is significantly lower than what we see right now. And I think today's a big step in that. Thank you all very much.
And I want to say this here. Thank you guys for coming, because coming, making your presence known, we get a media opportunity to know that it's seriously looked at in Jefferson County, and your work is very much important to this whole community.
Well, I appreciate it, Commissioner, but CPS is on the front lines, and Sheriff and other law enforcement, they're on the front lines of this, and the work that they do is it's truly the Lord's work. We do what we can with what we have by the time they get to us, and hope that we can put these children in a better position.
Right. Judge, I want to echo that, because I know Sherry and her, the people that work with her, they work tirelessly. And if you ever want to really get tired, get on her Facebook page and see what she does for this community with proms and all this other stuff that she does in this community. You'll get tired just following her Facebook page. So thank you for all of that y'all do.
It takes a village.
That's
does.
Right.
And I think this is part of it. And what Sherry does with her part with CPS is have tons of admiration for that.
Yeah, and Judge, I want to thank you also. I had a conversation with you about, maybe a little longer than that, about a certain person. I want to thank you for reaching out to that person and killing it before it got, because she was my supervisor when I taught school, and I know the passion she has, and I want to thank you for taking on that same passion, Sherry. Thank you. And every week I come to court, I bring my little binder here, my secretary, and that's one from about 2 years ago, Child Abuse Week of April. So I understand, as an former educator, I understand some of the issues that our kids are dealing with, and I want to challenge the parents to be more aware of what's going on with people in their homes.
Could not put that better myself.
Thank you, Judge.
And hope to see everybody Friday.
Sure thing.
Thank you.
And you guys can leave if you want to before we go into farther in the court, okay? All right.
Well, since they spoke, I don't know if they know that myself, Brenda Garrison, and we're sponsoring a shoot-off with all law enforcement officers. Carrie knows April 29th to raise funds, and we've gotten over $30,000 in sponsorships from the community to raise money for SANE nurses and to stop the child abuse. And so that will be April 23rd at our gun range.
What day?
April 29th from 9 a.m. till about 12. We've already got 19 teams of law, and the only shooters can be law enforcement officers, the chiefs, the sheriffs, from our region, as well as other police officers. And it's all about saving money to help them do their job better.
But it's okay if we show up to point and laugh at them, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And Sherry, I want to say, you haven't aged a bit. That's your class.
All right, she aged a heck of a lot better than me, that's for sure.
I know it.
Carrie whispered that
Carrie whispered that to me and said, boy, she looks good compared to me. And I agreed with him.
All right. Moving right along, we'll start at purchasing now. A, discuss and possible approval purchasing act to enter into a contract negotiation for request for proposals, the development of proposal for a multi-sports training facility located at Ford Park. B, consider and approve, execute, receive, and file amendment number two to contract, the term contract for armored car services for Jefferson County. This amendment will add pickups once a week to Ford Park box office located at 5115 IH-10 South, Beaumont, Texas, at a rate of $82.46 per month, and additional pickup at a rate of $45 each. C, consider and approve, execute, receive, and file disposition of salvage property as authorized by local government code 262.152.3.4, broken or obsolete items. I'm open for a motion to accept these items.
So moved.
Second.
A motion and a second. Is there any discussion on any item? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carry unanimous. Under the county auditor, A, consider approved budget transfer, 252nd District Court, replacement of three scanners, mining equipment, $1,200. B, consider approved budget transfer, JP Precinct 2, additional office supply, $1,000. C, consider approved electronic disbursement of $1,249.64 to the Texas Department of Criminal Justice for April insurance reimbursement. We will be tabling D and moving right along to E, regular county bills. Check number 505058 through check number 505286. I'm open for a motion to accept these items. Got a motion?
Second.
And a second. Any discussion on any of these items? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carry unanimous. And the county commissioners, starting off at C, because we've already done the first two. C, consider possible approval resolution to authorize Jefferson County to submit an application to the Texas Community Development Block Grant Program and to the Texas Department of Agriculture for the Community Development Block Grant funds for funding for sewer project. D, consider possible approval resolution for the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County, Texas, authorizing county representation in matters pertaining to the county participating in the Texas Community Development Block Grant Program. E, consider and possibly approve authorizing county judge to execute an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the City of Groves for road repairs pursuant to Section 791.014. It's in precinct number two. And F, consider and possible approval authorizing the county judge to execute an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the City of Neyland for road repairs pursuant to section 791.014. I'm open for a motion to accept these items.
So moved.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion on any one of these items? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carry unanimous. With that, and taking into consideration, we have given individuals the opportunity to speak in the front part of the meeting. Is there any information that would like to come from elected officials or staff in matters of interest without taking action to this court? Hearing none, we are now closed for business.